Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't you paint up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mind is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Yeah. Look it up. Vocab in your bloody manifold. Yeah, I've been making these records like I'm very mental. Ain't no telling when you fall on something, how the man will grow. Yeah. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out their mental catacombs. Yeah. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. Yeah. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a tone. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. Yeah. I'm so loyal, yeah. I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. Uh-huh. I'm so loyal, I can't leave.
In. Let's see, there we go. All right, there we go. All right, welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Saturday, January the 5th of 2019, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. And as you know, brothers and sisters, we've been talking about transcending reality. We want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the power of transcending reality. We all are in a position where we are able to pierce the veil, if you will. There is a veil that is over. This veil is called the flesh. And we've been talking about piercing this veil, removing this veil, transcending this veil, and we want to continue. We want to wrap it up today with part three as we reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify piercing the veil. Now, brothers and sisters, you know, the reason why this is so important is, you know, there is this thing that's out in the media now with this whole R. Kelly situation and, you know, R. Kelly with young girls, you know, 14 and under and so on and so forth. And it's very interesting. I've been saying this for many years that most conscious people, especially conscious, you know, melanated people, they die broke and alone. And as you will see, R. Kelly is going to be another long list with, you know, whether we talk about Red Fox, whether we talk about Bill Cosby, whether we talk about whatever black leader you want to talk about, they all die broke and they die alone. But the reason why they die broke and die alone is because of a lack of consciousness. So consciousness is how we pierce the veil. Consciousness is how we pierce the veil. Let me say that again. I can't say that enough. Consciousness is how we pierce the veil. So if you are conscious, it allows you to pierce the veil. It allows you to transcend reality. So a lack of consciousness is the thing that limits your ability to transcend this reality. So the inability to be conscious and to be aware. So, for example, when we're talking about the R. Kelly situation or Bill Cosby situation or what's going on in Hollywood today with a lot of the men that are in positions of power in the entertainment industry, they are falling because people are becoming conscious. People are aware of their behavior. And so consciousness is very interesting because consciousness is a part of the spectrum of life. Consciousness is a part of this reality. Consciousness, if we really look at it, it's like in the Star Wars movie. Obi-Wan Kenobi said in the Star Wars The Force, he said, it's an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds and it penetrates us. It binds the galaxy together. Obi-Wan Kenobi in the movie Star Wars. So Star Wars talks about the Force. May the Force be with you. That Force that it talks about in Star Wars is the Hollywood's way of expressing, exposing, and expanding this thing called consciousness. So where there is a lack of consciousness, there is a elevation of reality. There is a cloak. There is a cloud. There is a very thick wall that prohibits mass or matter or particular particles to come through. And so when we look at the universe, what we're looking at is unifying structures and patterns of thought. This is called a morphogenetic field. So when we talk about the morphogenetic field, we're talking about the holographic universe that is a quantum, global, collected consciousness. And because it is a quantum, because it affects us on the quantum scale, and because it is global, and because it is a collective, it's like if you have a school of fish or if you have a flock of birds. So people move in waves of thought. The ocean moves in waves. The universe moves in a unifying structure or pattern that is based upon the most persistent and the most prevalent thought. I wish that was not the case, but it is. And until we establish heaven on earth and we change the unified field, the morphogenetic field, with our global collective consciousness, which is why I'm establishing the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, to establish the kingdom of love, which is the kingdom of God, because God is love. So I'm establishing the kingdom of love on this planet so that way we can get a group of people that are global. And because this group of people are global, all around the globe, so I got clients all around the globe, then we are able to awaken the collective consciousness of who we are. This does something to the field. So this field, this consciousness, it is the sole governing agency of all particle and matter. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. I don't know if you got it. This global consciousness that you and I have, if we could understand the power of we or us. Wow. If I could get you to think the same way as the big G, it would be lights out. But because we don't think like God, we don't establish a consciousness of God. Since we think like peasants, many of us, we have established a morphic resonance that is the product or that produces an energetic field of peasantdom. So now we have a world of peasants because everybody thinks like peasants. That's why you don't pray to God. You must pray as God so we can establish the consciousness of God. Now they, the dark side, they know this. That's why they don't want you to be conscious. They continue to want you to operate in your flesh because they know if they operate in your flesh, they own the flesh. They control the flesh through advertising, through genetic modified organisms, through fluoride in your water, through chemtrails in the air. They own you. And they understand that they have more power over your flesh because you and me are not conscious enough to take that power back. And so your job and my job is to become conscious. That's how we transcend the reality. That is how we pierce the veil. That is how we establish the kingdom of God on earth. That is how we become one. That is how me and you can disagree and I still love you. That is how we can be of a different race. You can be white and I can be black and I still love you. And I see past your skin color and I look into the content of your character and I look into the quality of your soul. And I can connect with you based upon your energy and not your flesh. So I'm not interested in the fact whether you're short or whether you're tall, whether you're black or whether you're white. Those are non-issues because we are vibrational brothers. We're vibrational sisters. So we can connect on a vibrational level, and so we can transcend this morphogenic field because of our collective consciousness that's on a global scale and we're all awakened. And the reason why flesh is so powerful is because we're not conscious. And as long as we're not conscious, they own us. They control us because they control the flesh. It is amazing when I talk to people and they wake up and all of a sudden they just feel something. There's no evidence, there's no reason why they feel the way that they feel, but what they feel is real. And that feeling, because if you fight the feeling, you promote the feeling. If you are against the feeling, you empower the feeling. If you are for the feeling, you are living the feeling. If it's only when you're not for or against feelings, but you are induced, you are ergon, or you are immersed in the energy field that is created by all living things. This energy field surrounds us. This energy field, it penetrates us. This energy field, it binds us. It limits us. And so until I can get, it does me no good for me to be wealthy, for me to be healthy, for me to be wise, and for me to be in a toe-curling relationship if you're not. Because I need a collective, global awakening. So that way, change the morphogenetic field. So this energy field is in form. It's the forms of thought. It is thought forms of life. These thought forms of life bind everything together in a greater shared field of consciousness. That is what all of the Star Wars movies were trying to express, expose, and expand to us. So when Obi-Wan Kenobi says in Star Wars, it's an energy field created. This is the Force. And so in Star Wars, when they say, may the Force be with you, they're talking about consciousness, because consciousness is a part of, in fact, consciousness is the quantum interactive Planck field. This is zero-point field. This is called, on the fundamental quantum field level, this is called zero-point gravity. This is called the zero-point field. This is called a wave. So matter is really waves of energy. These waves of energy produce a field. This is a field of consciousness, but it is a global, it's not an individual coherence. So just because you become coherent, you are a self-realized pattern that is non-localized. That simply means that you have the ability, again, to become a self-realized pattern. You become a single standing pattern of waveform energy that is generating an expression. You have a preeminent existence with the Father. So now you have a pre-existing process in this universe. That simply means that you are vibrating and oscillating as a single standing column of waveform energy. But what you are waiting for consciousness to collapse into a form that can produce a wave of energy, meaning collective consciousness. It does me no good for me to be the only person that is wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship because it's not global. I cannot move. I'm just an individual. But I need particle participation. There has to be a resonance. Me and you have to vibrate on the same frequency. So as long as I'm conscious, but you're not, then this global establishment of establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth, the kingdom of love, Jesus was about establishing the Father's kingdom on earth. That means that he wants to take these individual patterns that's across all spectrums of life, and he want to bring them together into a collective whole to establish a collective global consciousness. This is a collective global consciousness that overrides the power of the flesh. And it is this collective that I'm about. Sure, it's great to be on the top of the mountain, but what good is it for me to be on top of the mountain by myself? I want my brothers, my sisters, my neighbors, my cats, the dogs, the lion. That's how the lion can lay down with the sheep. The only way they can do that is if they all have the same consciousness, which is live and let live. If we all can be a part, see, I'm just a fraction. I'm just a small particle. I'm just one grain of sand on one beach on one planet. There is a plethora of grains of sand on a plethora of beaches on a plethora of planets. So how can I, as one speck, one particle, affect all particles on the planet? So it is this ability to understand, as a particle, I got to get the other particles around me to vibrate like me, because I'm vibrating like the Father, so I can establish a new pattern across the spectrum of life. This is establishing what is called a holographic universe. So the holographic universe means that there are individual universes that are single standing column of waveforms energy. But if I can get you and me, one standing alone is easily defeated, two standing back to back can conquer, three-stranded cord is not easily broken. This is the law of exponentiality. One can put 1,000 to flight, according to the scriptures. Two can put 10,000 to flight. This is global consciousness. This is the only way to transcend reality. This is the only way to destroy the veil. This is the only way to get out of the ego and walk in the spirit. The Bible says that if you walk in the spirit, you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So you cannot, but the problem is it's not global. There are unconscious people hanging out with conscious people. It's like rocks and crystals in the same environment. The crystals, again, are transparent, meaning they send out a frequency that goes and expands the entire globe. What does that mean, Brother Will? That simply means that you are a force that needs to be awakened. Because when you awaken, you generate a frequency. And that frequency that you send out is going to connect with other frequencies of like mind. So everybody that is walking around, we're all like little beacons that are sending out a frequency or a wave or a vibration instantaneously. And it's going across the globe. It's going across the entire universe. If we can contact, if we can connect with everyone else on this entire planet that has the same frequency, and that frequency being love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. We established a technological advancement that Nikola Tesla was trying to establish it, that the world uses right now when they use Wi-Fi technology. Wi-Fi technology is dumbed down global spirituality. So they took God and they put it into technology. That's what a computer is. That is why there is a desktop computer in every home. Why? You are a computer and you are in home. A computer is a reverse engineered body that has a spirit. It works on the same system. It has a hardware. It has software. It has a CPU. It has an operating system, just like your body does. If you look at a computer, you're looking at yourself. So how do we connect computers? How do computers communicate with each other? Well, right now, there's telepathy. You can connect the computer with wires, or you can connect the computer with Wi-Fi. Now, Wi-Fi is Bi-Fi. I've done a series already that you are a biological computer. So now, how do I connect my Bi-Fi, B-I-F-I? How do I connect my Bi-Fi, my biological frequency, with yours? Well, that's called global consciousness. Okay, that's great, Brother Will. So global consciousness is what it's all about. Okay, well, what is global consciousness? Can you imagine if we woke up and we all thought love? Think for a moment. Think, no, what if there was no ego on the planet? What if, I know that's a stretch, man. I know it's hard. What if you woke up and everybody walked outside their homes and you saw your neighbor, and regardless of the color of his skin or the content of his character, you looked at him and you said, "Hey, Jim," and you waved. And you authentically, you had a field of imagination that was simultaneously transported, and it was being occupied by millions and millions of other people's minds. That means the same vision, the same mental picture that you have in your head, everybody else had. What if we woke up tomorrow and everybody else had the same mental picture in their head? What if everybody had the same imagination, which was do unto others if I want to? What if everybody woke up tomorrow and everybody says, I want to treat people the way I want to be treated? What if everybody says that I'm not going to fondle no little boy because if I was a little boy, I would not want to be fondled? What if everybody woke up tomorrow and says, I'm not going to steal because I don't want nobody to steal from me? What if everybody woke up tomorrow and says, you know what, I'm not going to talk about nobody behind their back because I don't want nobody to talk about me behind my back? What if everybody woke up with the exact same mental image? What if we all had the same feeling? What if everybody's consciousness thoughts was of love, joy, peace, gentleness, and that produces a feeling of love, joy, peace, and then that produces actions of love, joy, peace? What if the energy field that was created by individuals was connected through a fractal to a larger system that mirrored the dynamics of each individual field? What if there was a large global field that was arranged in the exact same conscious arrangement of each individual field? What if the torus-shaped magnetic field that surrounds each individual was the exact same torus-shaped magnetic field that surrounds each individual atom? What if the exact torus-shaped field that surrounds each individual atom, that surrounds each individual person, that surrounds each individual tree, that surrounds each individual planet, that surrounds each individual universe, that surrounds each individual galaxy? What if every atom and every creature on this freaking planet had the same consciousness? What if every atoms were arranged and they vibrated on the same frequency of love, joy, and peace? What if the toroidal donut, if the toroidal field of the magnetic and the electric magnetic field that is produced by each atom, and then each body, then each planet, then each universe, then each galaxy was exactly the same. We would all be telepathic. We would all be one. Then that field that surrounds us would go from toroidal to tachyon, and then it would go from tachyon to scalar. And scalar is consciousness or spirit. We would all be scalar individuals because we would have scalar atoms. We would have a scalar body that would produce a scalar planet, scalar animals, scalar universes, scalar galaxies. We would all be one. That is the plan of the Father. The plan of the Father is for us all to be connected through this toroidal field, this electromagnetic field. That is what Star Wars is all about. That is global consciousness. That is what Dr. Greg Braden talked about in his book, The Isaiah Effect. That is what Dr. Bruce Lipton talked about in his book when he talked about epigenetics and the biology of belief. That is how we pierce the veil. That is how we destroy the flesh. That is how we get out of the ego. So now my job is not about me no more. So I've already reached all of my goals. I'm already wealthy. $1 million is I'm good. I can become a multi-million dollars, but I can live very well off $1 million, so I'm good. My health is great. My knowledge is great. I'm not looking for any more knowledge. I'm not reading any more new books. Now my relationship is off the chain. So what am I doing now? Now I'm expanding globally. Now I'm transcending reality. Now I'm transcending and piercing the veil. Now I know I'm not going to die broken alone because my consciousness is correct, is connected to everybody else's consciousness that's based upon love. So now I'm mirroring and I'm connecting with this larger system that's part of this holographic universe. So now my consciousness transcends time. Now I'm connecting with people all over the globe. I get new clients and new emails every day, and I've never advertised. I'm humbled. I think about it, and I'm in tears. When I'm overwhelmed by the global awareness of who I am as one speck. I am one grain of sand on one beach. How many beaches are there on planet Earth? I am just one grain of sand on one beach, on one planet. Do you know how many planets there are, brother? Do you know how many grains of sand there are? But my individual brain is acting the same way as a D-wave quantum computer, and it allows me to connect my mind with the minds of everybody else who wants to establish the kingdom of God on earth. So essentially, I am behaving like one mind because my imagination, my will is connected, excuse me, to the Father. And my will is to do the will of the Father. So now I'm connecting with everybody else regardless of their location. We are drawn to each other because we all have a hive mind. We all have one mind. What is that mind? Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. My mind is equal with God. I don't pray to God. I pray as God. So I'm God's representative on earth. So the product of every individual brain, it must act the exact same. Your brain must act the same in order for us to connect. And every brain that is not acting the same as the Father's brain, I don't have to do anything. They vibrate away from me. They don't like me because they don't like love. They don't like joy, and they don't like peace. They like to create the world of hip-hop. They like to create the world of, you know, the basketball wives. They like to create drama and trauma. Now, I used to be in that world. I'm not in that world no more. So I don't connect. I am not on the same frequency as drama. I'm not into fondling little boys or little girls. I'm not interested in being the Lone Ranger. I'm not interested in going out and buying a big old house just for me. What good is it to me to be in a big house all by myself? I'm not interested in driving around in no freaking convertible Bugatti by myself. I'm interested in connecting with like minds of people who understand give and it shall be given. So that is a mindset. That mindset transcends the flesh because the flesh says, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. So there are people who still have that fleshly mindset because they're probably under the age of 40 because, like I've said, people don't, especially men, we don't do nothing. It's very hard to find a man under the age of 40 that worth two nickels. Now, I was under the age of 50, and I was in the freaking negative. There is no man that can think that I'm talking negative about them when I'm talking negative about myself because I am highly disappointed at myself because it took me 50 years to put 2 + 2 together to equal 4. 50 freaking years on this damn planet before I could add 2 + 2 = 4. And I'm not talking about mathematics. I'm talking about putting my life in a way that it wasn't a freaking virus, that I stopped hurting and harming other people, and I stopped being a selfish, egotistical maniac. It took me 50 freaking years to get that right. I thank God that I never got a nickel or a dime because God is not in the business of promoting egos and arrogance and cockiness. Do you know what happened if I would have became a millionaire before I got a clue? It would have not been good. What R. Kelly is doing and what everybody else is doing would have been nothing compared to if I would have had the influence, if I would have been given the money, if you would have gave me $1 million when I was 21, yeah, you would be reading about me in a paper right now. I would probably be, if I wouldn't be dead, I damn sure would be in prison. The best prayer that God answered was not answering my prayer. I've been crying and begging and pleading with the Father to, quote-unquote, blow up. The best thing that God ever did is keeping me trapped in this box called flesh. That way, my harm was limited. Now, I understand the big picture. Now, I understand why God never allowed me to come into any real wealth. Now I understand quantum physics. Now I understand Newtonian physics. Now I understand that there is a gravitational, there is an electromagnetic force at every level. Now I understand how atoms and molecules are configured. Now I understand chemistry. Now I understand that all chemistry, all of the elements on the periodic table is just one element, hydrogen. Every element on the periodic table is the manipulation of the one element. Now I understand that the arrangement of the stars and the planets and how they affect my chi and my prana. So now I understand why in September, October, November, I feel a little off. Now I understand. If you'd have gave me $1 million in my 20s, man, I'd have messed up. I would have hurt you. I'd have hurt everybody who came in contact with me. I thank God I never had a dime until I freaking got my brain right. Now I understand, brothers and sisters, why the universe is opposed to flesh. The universe is opposed to your ego and to your arrogance because you are hurting people because it's all about you. Now I understand the quantum field. Now I understand that matter is really a wave, is really waves of energy. And this waves of energy produces a field of energy. And this field of energy is awaiting for you to become conscious so it can collapse into a form of love. Now I understand. Now I understand the deeper truths of life. Now I understand. It took me a long time to get it, but now that I'm here, I see the beauty and the power of understanding people's minds. I understand now what it means, what God was saying, what Jesus was doing. Now I understand. Now I understand the power that when you become awakened and you establish a global consciousness of love, now I understand. Now I understand, my brothers and sisters, now I understand that you have to be a truth seeker. Nobody can make you. You got to want the truth on your own. Now I understand it's not my job to force feed anybody. Now it's my job just to maintain my own mind. Now I understand that my mind will automatically connect to everybody else's mind that have a mind of love, joy, peace. Now I don't have to force. Now I don't have to stress. Now I don't have to worry. Now I don't have to have doubt. I don't have to operate in unbelief. I know that if God be for me, who can be against me? Now I know what the Native Americans talked about when they talked about the Great Spirit. Now I understand what even the Greeks talked about when they talked about the ether. Now I understand what the Egyptians talked about when they talked about under, over, and understanding the Ankh. Now I understand that the whole world, the whole earth, is one global consciousness. And now I understand that right now this consciousness is being run, it's been hijacked by a bunch of psychopaths. Now I understand that it's up to me and you to bring about a biological, psychological, spiritual change and to establish a biosphere that is based up on the consciousness of the big G, not the little one. The little G says, if it feels good, do it. The big G says, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. The big G says, you would never fondle a little boy or a little girl because you don't want your little boy or your little girl fondled. That consciousness is the consciousness that must transcend the desires of my flesh. My flesh says, okay, if I want to have sex with a girl and she doesn't want to have sex with me, I'm just going to go over there. I'm physically stronger than her. I'm just going to take it. But my spirit says, I wouldn't want nobody to do that to me. And I have three daughters. And I wouldn't want none of my daughters to go jogging through the park and have some muscle-bound dude grab them, take them, and throw them on the ground and violate them. I would not want that done to my daughters or your daughter. So that consciousness now has overrode my flesh. Now I am eligible for the Omega point. We're finally at an age, my brothers and sisters, where we can establish the kingdom of God on earth by under, over, and understanding this global consciousness. Your ability to use your cognitive identity and connect using reason and logic, just based upon reason and logic. And then when you add love and compassion and you establish or you reach what is called a singularity, that singularity point that you get to, that's the highest possible good. That is called the Omega point. When you establish the Alpha and the Omega, where the Aleph and the Bet meet, your spiritual potential is unlocked. That, my brothers, that, my sisters, that's how you transcend and pierce the veil. That's how you get out of your flesh and you operate in your spirit. Because every time my flesh wants to do something, my spirit says, would you want that done to you? There is a golden rule now that permeates my mind. That golden rule is immersed and downloaded into my spirit. No matter where I go, no matter where I see, there is a cosmic global consciousness. And it is based upon the principles of quantum physics. It's based upon the Bhagavad Gita. And it's based upon the Helios Biblios. There is an infinite being, brothers and sisters, that has infinite consciousness. And depending on who you talk to, it goes by many different names. But at the end of the day, there is an inner peace that's based upon love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no wall. There is no law. And so that's how you get out of the flesh. That's how you walk in the spirit. That is how you establish a gravitational electromagnetic force. This force is what some people call the ether. This ether is, it is endued with what you and I call energy. This energy gives and it molds form. It is a superconductor. It's just like gold. It conducts this electrical current. But it is a wave form of energy, and it bonds to a field, and based upon your consciousness, it collapses into form. So if you have a consciousness of evil, you're going to create forms of evil. That is why what I'm talking about is so important, because this is not religion. Now, religion doesn't teach you this. Religion, I've been to a lot of churches, I still go to church, and I never hear preachers break down the physics of the religion. So the reason I stopped going to church, the reason I hate most churches, is that because they don't teach, they preach. You must replace emotionalism with consciousness. I don't give a damn how emotional you are. You cannot pay your light bill with emotions. You must be conscious. Conscious means awareness. Awareness means you are one with the Father. Now, the Father that I serve, he is the creator. Now, this is where the rubber meets the road. In order to transcend reality, in order to pierce the veil, you got to create heaven on earth. Emphasis on the word create. Because our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what's going on earth? Why are we creating more of what's going on earth? Why are we not creating what's going on in heaven? Most of us don't know what's going on in heaven because we've never been. See, I'm in heaven right now. What is heaven? Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. You vibrate the law. You destroy the law. You remove the veil. You transcend the law. You pierce the law. You destroy the law with the love of God. Okay, but well, that sounds great in theory. So how do we do that in real life? Well, you do exactly what I did. What did I do? There is something in physics called the entanglement theory. So the entanglement theory says that one atom, when it establishes its toroidal field, the North Pole and the South Pole emits a field. It is an electromagnetic field. This is what you and I call waves of energy. One atom does that. So that one atom that's inside of your body, all these molecules are atoms. These atoms, this is what they call a particle consciousness. It is an individual consciousness, one atom. So the earth is arranged based upon physics. It's made up of a bunch of atoms. So everything in the earth has a individual identification, and it is an individual particle. It has its own intelligence, its own self-actualization, its own self-realizing pattern. It is what is called a non-localized. So all of these patterns retain the ability to communicate with one another instantaneously by something called frequency resonance. So every molecule and every atom in my body, and there are trillions of cells in my body, they all communicate with each other through cellular communication. That's on the cellular level. That's on the atomic scale level. So as we move up the scale from an atom, from quarks and quinones, and we move up to protons, neutrons, electrons, then we move up to cells, then we move up to organs, then we move up to a body. How many bodies are there on earth? Well, supposedly there's over 6 billion bodies. Each individual body has its own individualized frequency, its own individualized signature. That's totally separate from me and you. Unless we decide that we want to vibrate in something called coherence. See, I maintain my individual ID until I connect. That's why Negroes died broke and alone. That's why R. Kelly is next up to bat. Bill Cosby already went down. Red Fox went down. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, you name me a black conscious leader, he died broken alone. This one right here, me, I ain't going out like that. Why? I'm transcending this flesh. I'm transcending my reality. I'm not going to allow my ego to keep me separate. I'm going to love you whether you want me to love you or not. I'm going to vibrate with you. Why? I'm going to put my ego in a box. I'm not going to allow my ego to destroy my destiny. I'm not going to allow my urges and my own distractions. I am not going to allow my flesh to override my spirit. Consciousness is a part of the entire universe. It's a part of the entire galaxy. It is one with the Father. So my job is to remove this flesh, to get this flesh out of it. My job is to walk in the spirit, to bring about the entanglement theory. I am going to be, and I am entangled with the Father. Me and the Father are one. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, everywhere I go, my flesh is right here with me until I transcend this body. So every time I do good, guess what? Evil is right there with me. It says that in the book that I wrote called I Am Too Human. It says that in the book that the Father expressed called the Helios Biblius. It's also in the Bahavita. It's also in the Sumerian tablets. It's also in the cuneiform text. It's also in the Textus Receptus. It's also in the Latin Vulgate. In fact, it's in freaking every ancient document on the planet. The Native Americans said that there are two wolves inside of everybody. Which wolf is going to win? Well, the one that you feed. So stop feeding your flesh and start feeding your spirit. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds great again in theory, brother. But how do we do that? Because my flesh is out of control. Well, I'm so glad you asked that question, brother. Because according to quantum physics and according to the Helios Biblius, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's called coherence. So my particles, they automatically arrange themselves in an intelligent pattern. And they retain or they activate their resonance that allows them to move as a wave whenever it is oscillating, vibrating at a higher aculine frequency. Aculinity creates patterns of order. Acid creates patterns of disorder. Somebody should write that down. I'm trying to help you today. If we want to talk to you, why are you sick? Why are you sick? I can tell you exactly why you're sick. You got patterns of disorder. There is something you're thinking that is creating disorder. It is not creating order. Well, Brother Will, I mean, everything's great, brother. I'm not thinking anything. I'm not feeling anything, really. Every plant, every animal, every person on this planet, no matter where they are, they have thoughts that are unconscious. This unconscious thoughts is like putting rocks in your belly. They cannot be digested. That destroys consciousness. That limits your frequency. So your job is to be aware of what you're not aware of. Well, what are you not aware of? There are certain characteristics that are called, how can I put this delicately? I wrote a book called The Seven Seals of Satan. And in that book, the last seal of Satan is sodomy. And I talk about what happens to the chakra systems, what happens to a man's chakra, specifically men, but women too. Doing anal penetration. That's why I watch every porn movie out there. They're promoting anal penetration. Why? It reverses the spin on your chakras. That is almost, man, why you see Lil Wayne kissing Birdman in the mouth? Why you see Puff Daddy and Mace got the song calling blah, 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 pulling money out their anus? That song, I like the song, but why are they pulling money out their anus? You see, brothers and sisters, that creates something called deep confusion and hatred of God. It also creates distrust of God. It gives you the inability to sleep, brings about night terrors. It makes you hostile. It makes you aggressive. It produces conflict. It gives you a fear of authority. It makes you impatient. It gives you a desire to control and manipulate others. It makes you suspicious. It makes you frustrated. It brings about insanity. Anal penetration does that. Now, I can go on and on, brothers and sisters, but let me make sure you understand. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, unless or least the light of the glorious gospel of God, who is the image, who is the image of God, shall shine upon them. You see, brothers and sisters, Satan knows. The bad guy knows. The bad frequency knows. Do you guys know what happened to King Nebuchadnezzar? Remember King Nebuchadnezzar in, I think it's the book of Daniel, Daniel 5, somewhere in there. King Nebuchadnezzar basically went crazy, and he was walking around, and he grew hair. King Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind. Why? You see, brothers and sisters, when you exalt the wisdom of the little g, meaning the wisdom of this world, the doctrines of this world, what I call the doctrines of demons, the doctrines of devils that's taught in most churches today because it's not based upon the kingdom. Jesus did not preach nothing but the kingdom. I cannot find nowhere else did he preach anything else except repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom, brother, there's a king. He has a kingdom, and he has his kingdom, has some keys. If you violate these keys, you're going to end up in something called deep confusion. So this deep confusion is called mental confusion. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar basically went insane. Walked around on all fours like an animal. Why? He violated the keys. So what happens to you when you violate keys of God? It produces an emotional block. So why is so much emotionalism in the world today instead of consciousness? Because people are violating keys. These keys that the Father has given us. One of these keys, the most important keys, is let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So there are keys that you're violating that creates a block to healing. And that limits, your frequency or your wave or your vibration to connect with me and other people who are operating in love because of the emotional block. And so until we deal with this emotional cause, there is an emotional /spiritual cause for every physical disease on this planned net, including poverty. So what does that mean, brothers and sisters? Well, Albert Einstein said, the field is the sole governing agency of all matter. Let me say that again. The field. What is the field? Consciousness. What is consciousness? Consciousness is a global awakening of minds, the hive mind. Why do y'all think Hollywood is so powerful? Everybody in Hollywood is thinking the exact same thing. Blow up, get rich, party. That's what they all think. So therefore, there is a collective consciousness. What happens if I got a group of people, which I got, and we got the Kingdom EMS Training Center, and we are all bringing wealth, health, wisdom, and toe-curling relationship based upon the Word of God, based upon the physics and the laws of God, and based upon the experiences found in the ancient texts of men of God? What happens when all of those people come together? And as we continue to grow, we transcend reality. And we put a dent and we pierce the veil. How do we do it? Something called similar arrangements. See, life flows in an intelligent order. I call it focused discipline and order. So on a minute scale, on a quantum level, anytime there is love or alkalinity, all life starts to arrange according to that. It's drawn to it. So everything on earth, now remember the Bible says all of creation is groaning right now. They're waiting for you to hear what I'm getting ready to say. Every plant and every animal right now, they are groaning and moaning. They're waiting all of creation. All of creation, not some of it. Every plant, everything on this earth is groaning. Well, let's read it. Romans chapter 8, verse 21. Romans chapter 8, verse 21. This is the function. This is the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. This is the function. This is the purpose of the Eagles Club. This is the function. This is the purpose of the life management system. Romans chapter 8, verse 21. That the creation itself will be set free from this bondage of decay. Why y'all think y'all die? Why does plants die? Why does everything decay? And brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Verse 22. We know that the whole creation has been growing together in the pains of childbirth until this present time. Verse 23. Not only that, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of this. We got the first fruits, but now we need the rest of it. We groan inwardly as we wait eagerly. What are we waiting for? For our adoption as sons and the redemption of our bodies. That's what everybody's waiting for. So how do we do? How do we? Because right now our bodies, our flesh is warring against our spirit. My body has urges. Yours do too. And these urges are contrary to love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. So my body says, hey, let's go to Krispy Kreme Donuts and let's knock out 12 donuts. My body says that. But my blood cells, my cells say, no, please don't do that. Please don't do that, man. My heart is saying, my liver, my spleen, my organs are saying, please don't eat the whole box, bro. How are we going to get that crap out of our body? You don't drink that much water. If you put 12 donuts in our system, them donuts is made out of flour. The flour is going to coat the lining of our intestines. So the villi, those small little things that absorb, that flour, it coats the inside of your intestines. So your intestines cannot absorb anything that has any nutritional value. So every time you eat any white flour, for 7 hours, you've coated the lining of your intestines, and everything that goes in your mouth after that, it goes in and out. It cannot be absorbed by the body. Why? White flour is paste. Don't believe me? Take some white flour, put water in it. What does it look like? That crap is inside your intestines. Nothing. It creates a wall inside of your intestines, so you can't absorb nothing. So every time I put a donut in my mouth, and it got sugar on it too, that's just a whole other thing. Sugar, that heats up the brain. You can't think straight. But guess what? My tongue likes it, but my cells don't. So my spirit is saying, don't eat that donut, man. Don't eat it. But my tongue, this flesh is saying, eat that donut, homie. Eat it. In fact, eat more than one. It's freaking like Lay's potato chips. Nobody can eat just one. So there's a war going on. My flesh is saying, eat them donuts, dog. Eat them. My spirit and my body and myself says, please, man, don't eat them donuts. Guess who wins? Usually the flesh. So how do I transcend it? I got to put myself around. So if I was around a bunch of other people and everybody was, nobody's eating donuts. Nobody buys donuts. We ain't even got no donuts in the house. We don't talk about donuts. Everybody, we all vegans. We all eating healthy. We all drinking our alkaline water. You know, we all got freaking limes everywhere. And everybody, and I want a donut, but, man, it's like if you want a cigarette and you're in an environment where there ain't no cigarettes, what do you do? There ain't no cigarettes. Well, you gotta chew some gum, jog around the block, go meditate, go pray. Hey, I got an idea. How about we read the Bible? So we got to transcend this reality. How? We got to connect with people of like mind. So somebody got a spark. Somebody got to start it. So I want to spark it. I want to start it. In fact, I've already sparked it, and I've already started it. And now, as an individual, now I can take my individual mind and I can connect with a corporation or with a corporate mind, and we can establish this global takeover where we awake the globe with a global consciousness that has a corporate identity that's full of individual purposes. And these individuals come together, and we all have the same pattern. So there is a one pattern that's going across the spectrum of life, this creates a holographic pattern. So each individual has the exact same mind as the whole. So if you've got a corporation and you got a bunch of individuals in your corporation, every individual in the corporation must have the same mind vision as the corporation. If that happens, that creates a conscious shift, and that sparks a pattern that is universal. That gets into what they call the morphogenetic field. And from a biochemical perspective, once you activate the morphic resonance field, a morphogenetic, now you create what they call phantom limb sensation. If you talk to veterans who've been to combat and they lose a limb, they have a sensation that the limb is still there even though it's gone. What does that mean, brothers? What does that mean, sisters? That means you are creating an ocean of waves that creates a unifying structure or pattern that is based upon an energetic field, not your physical body. What does that mean in English? That means your physical body doesn't control your spirit no more. That means your tongue says, "We want donuts." Your spirit says, "I don't think so, homeboy." And your spirit has more power than your flesh. That's the goal. That's what Jesus brought to the planet. Jesus says, "Walk in the spirit." That is the morphic resonance. So according to the morphogenetic field, individual peoples who come together that create a cosmic consciousness, the individual spark, excuse me, now produces a wave of thought. So these waves of thought produces feelings of thought. These feelings of thought produces actions based upon the thought. Oh, man, I don't think y'all got it. How do you pierce the veil? How do you get out of the flesh and walk in the spirit? There has to be a thought. The thought is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The thought is, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, ease, and have your soul prosperous. The thought. There's thoughts that align with God's mind. Those produce feelings that aligns with God's mind. Then they produce actions that aligns with God's actions. And then we become ambassadors of Christ on earth. Then we become an example. We are the extra personal sensation and communication of God on earth. That's called consciousness. Consciousness is a personal sensation that creates a communication. Let me say that again. Consciousness. Consciousness is a personal sensation. So if I got 100,000 people in my organization, and each individual has a personal sensation, that means that their thoughts produces a personal, it must be personal. See, if you got a company, an organization, and it's not personal, that means that they ain't willing to die. See, what I'm doing is personal. People tell me all the time, "Well, brother, it ain't personal." No, it's personal for me, brother. It's personal. If you disrespect me, man, it's personal. It's personal, man. That's why I can't hang around with stupid. Now, I used to, but I can't do stupid no more. Why? It's personal. I hurt you, man. Or either I'm hurt myself. I'm going to put myself in a position where somebody going to get hurt. Why? It's personal. My personal purpose produces a frequency or resonance that says I'm a freaking lion, and I'll maul anything that gets between me and my purpose. It's personal, man. It's personal. No disrespect, but it's personal. Personal sensation. See what happens? Your toes ain't been curled yet. Once your toes get curled, once you get into the presence of the true king, then you walk like the king. You talk like the king. You act like the king because you are the freaking king in form. There is a field of energy that is in form. It's an information. That's why faith comes by inform. If you do not inform, if you don't get no information, you're not in the form of God. Therefore, you cannot do the things of God. See, I am in the form of God. When you see me, you've seen God. Because my life forms God. Because it's based upon the extra personal sensation that creates a communication that allows me to telepathically connect with everybody else on this planet that has the intuition and has the precognitive intelligence and has the ability to do what is called remote viewing. So I do it all day, every day, 24/7, 365. There's people out there that have courses that charge thousands of dollars to teach remote viewing. Now, if you've never heard of remote viewing, it's all throughout the Helios Biblios. Remote viewing is the New Age term. The Bible calls it visions. This ability to do something that allows you to consciously be aware regardless of distance. It is a perception that doesn't depend upon the eyes or the vision. Now, I call it discernment. That's why I tell you I can spot the devil on Pluto. That's why I don't have to talk to people, but I know everything that they're doing because I do remote viewing. Now, remote viewing is the ability to accurately acquire information regardless of its distance, accurately. Now, this gets really scary, and it's going to scare you once you get to a level of oneness with the Father. You just say stuff with no proof. You don't need, like me, I don't need proof no more. Now, remember, I used to do this all the time. But I would never say it because I didn't have a proof. Because I knew somebody was going to call me and say, well, brother, what's the scriptural reference for that statement you made? I listened to your show the other day, brother, and you said that, you were one with the Father. So I was wondering, where you find that in the Bible, that brother? Or I get some knucklehead that got a freaking PhD in physics calling me and say, hey, man, you can't, you know, how can you talk on physics? It's not quite that simple, but it is very a complex thing. And you just explained it in layman terms. You think? I'm a layman, bro. I don't know physics. I talk to regular folk. I'm from a two-horse town from Texas where we speak clearly. We don't do no double speak. So I'm going to break it down so that a freaking third grader can understand it. Well, brother, you're doing the field a disinterest and a disservice. That's why I ain't in the field. Remote bearing viewing is the ability to acquire accurate information from the Father. Now, let me say that again. Remote viewing is, what did Moses do? What did Daniel do? What did Jonah do? They were all remote viewers. What did they do? God told Jonah something. God told David something. God told Moses something. He told Samson something. God told Peter something. But he told when his name was Saul. Knocked him out. Hey, why persecuted thou me, Saul? It's the ability to hear from God. A lot of people don't have that, surprisingly, but they don't. A lot of people do not have the ability to hear from God. The big one, not the little one. It's the ability to contact heaven. So that was some research done by the Central Intelligence Agency through SRI, the Stanford Research Institute, on the campus of Stanford University. That was a physicist by the name of Russell Targ, T-A-R-G, who did an extensive study into extrasensory perception. They call it ESP. I call it getting into the presence. I call it being one with the Father. I call it talking to God. I call it having a personal relationship with God. Now, you can go with the New Age version and call it remote viewing or psychic connection. However you want to slice it and dice it, when you unify structures and patterns, it creates Tower of Babel. Remember what they were doing at Tower of Babel? They all got together. They was on one mind, and they was on one accord. I'm trying to build. In fact, I am building an organization, and I am connecting with an organization that's doing the exact same thing, except we're doing it with God's approval. We're not trying to do John 10. We ain't trying to enter into the sheepfold through the back door. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is how you transcend the veil. This is how you get out of the flesh. This is how you hear from God. This is how you can spot the devil in people. Now, remember, you don't disrespect other people. Just Jesus didn't do that. Those people, they're going to disrespect themselves, and they're going to disrespect you. You know what they're going to say to you? Same thing they told to Jesus. This is what people tell me. Everywhere Jesus went, you know what they said? The demons said to Jesus, "Why have you come to torment us before our time?" The demons knew him. How? Remote viewing. Phantom limb sensation. Telepathic. Intuition. Precognitive intelligence. It's had a lot of names. This is the morphic field. This is the benefit of being one with the Father. The benefit of being one with the Father is every time I meet somebody, I already know. Because their energy arrives before they do. And I still talk to you and treat you with respect. But brothers and sisters, let me be clear. The devil is in most pulpits in America. How do I know? It is one thing that I was talking with a good sister this morning, texting. Everybody knew R. Kelly had a problem. Everybody. You cannot be around R. Kelly and know that he had an affection, or an attraction, or an addiction to young women because you saw it. How come nobody said, how come nobody pulled him over and said, "Yo, R, like, dude, like, you know, you got a gift, but you can sing. You can sing." What about Donnie McClurkin? McClurkin, I think he said his last name. So, as I've said, and I've been saying for 20 years, now remember, I'm from the church. Why is most worship leaders feminine? What is that? Why are most musicians down low brothers? And why nobody says nothing? You know something wrong with Jim Bob, but you ain't telling them. Now, it is not your job to change, save, nothing. It is your job to be a vibrational opposite. What does it mean? You show up, Jim Bob should not like you. I had a family member, he was a great musician. He was awesome. He was a great, great guy. Me and him don't go. To this day, we don't get along. He don't like me. I don't like him. If I never see him a day in my life, I'm good. We're not vibrational brothers. Why? My extrasensory perception picks up his. Why? Because I used to have it. The one thing I thank God for is, as I said earlier, an unanswered prayer. You see, brothers and sisters, global consciousness, what the Bible calls being one with the Father, produces a radiance of eternity. It is a self-aware global eternity. That's why I'm in heaven. Like I've been talking for, this was supposed to be an hour show. I've been talking for what, way past an hour. Now, y'all are aware of the time. I'm not. Why? I'm outside of time. I'm outside of space, and I'm outside of reality. Every time I do these shows, every time I do one-on-ones, every time I do this, so my entire life, I spend in eternity. I spend in the presence of God. So I don't have to go to a church building. I am the church. You should be too. You should, everywhere you go, you should piss people off by your freaking presence. If you don't, check yourself. If everybody like you, you might want to. Now, if you're rubbing people the wrong way, that's good. I'm not talking about with your ego. I'm talking about with your spirit. Okay, Brother Will, what do you mean? Consciousness might appear in different forms. Consciousness appears as different patterns. Let me say it again. There's only one consciousness. Now, that one consciousness, God, now remember, there's only one element on the periodic table. This is the physics. Now, the Bible says it this way. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. There's only one God. But that one God, he appears in different patterns. We call them titles. There's only one God. So we got Buddha, we got Hare Krishna, we got freaking Jesus, we got Mohammed, we got all of these, but there's only one. How the hell we got so many different names? They are divisions. So there's only one element on the periodic table. One element. This is crazy. Now, if they would have told me this in high school, I would have aced physics. Notice they never teach this in high school. You will never see a physics teacher say this statement. There's only one element on the periodic table. Is that not a true statement? Somebody please go to Google, type in periodic table, type in electromagnetic spectrum. There's only one color, but it's divided. There's only one color, but yet we get seven when it hits the prism. Why is that? That the flesh divides God, and the spirit unifies God. This is the unified theory. It's called GAGU, God Almighty Grand Unification Theorem. It is not no freaking theory. A theory means it's not proven. A theorem means it is proven. So GAGU was discovered, if you want to use that term, by a black guy. That's why nobody knows about him, called Professor Gabriel Oyibo from Nigeria. Now, I've talked to him on the phone a long time ago. Well, it wasn't really that long ago. So Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, now remember, they've been trying to find the theory of everything. And Dr. Gabriel Oyibo found it a long time ago. It's called God's Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. Just so happened, I wrote a book called The Standard, which is the exact same. I came to the exact same conclusion as Dr. Gabriel Oyibo, who's head of the Department of Mathematics. That's why I was contacted, because we both came to the same conclusion. Now, my computer, now remember, he was recognized and he was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Guess what? He didn't win. Strangest things is sliced bread. He should have won, but he didn't. So Dr. Gabriel Oyibo came up with an understanding that I've been saying for years. When you look at the theory of relativity, the theory meaning that there is a geometric solution that is infallible. This is the physics. I have my book called The Physics of Jesus Christ. So I can use physics along with a lot of other people who use physics to unify, or use math to unify what science called or says can't be unified. So that means that there is a theory of everything, which means there is a fundamental building block of everything. That means that there is a unified field. What does it mean? That means that there is one thought that unifies the space-time structure. All of these scientists are coming out and saying that we are computers, that we are programs, and that there is a programmer, and there's a lot of programmers, basically. But mathematically speaking, when you break it down, that simply means that there is one programmer, a.k.a. God. And so there's a mathematical way, which I ain't even trying to get into the physics, and I don't really overstand, don't want to overstand the physics of it. I understand enough of it to break it down, but what I want to break down is the radius of eternity. This is the omega point. And let me close with this, because this is extremely important. Because otherwise, you know, we'll be here all day, and I know y'all got fish to fry. Y'all got better things to do with your time. In order to transcend the flesh, you have to be in the spirit, the omega point. Now, this is really important because the physics of it. I like the physics and I like the biology of it, because the spirit of it, the church can say, and y'all have to forgive me, please, because I come out really hard against the church, and the church is doing a good thing, because the church is the starting point, and my disdain for the church, because once you start, you got to progress. But there is no progression. So my disdain is not for the church. My disdain is for the lack of the divine unification. That we got to become one with God. We got to become one. Our power comes from being one. Our power comes from our position. We got to have a relationship with God. The one thing I thank God for, my mama, she modeled in front of me. She did never talk. My mom never said, son, this is how you pray. My mother never said that to me. All she did was get up every day and pray. So the only memories I got burned in my brain, and I don't have very many memories of my biological mother. I wish I did, but I don't know. For some reason, something happened when she died. It just like my brain just kind of like. And my brothers and sisters, they have my brother with Tim. Hey, bro, remember when we did this and we did that? And I just kind of laugh and say, yeah, bro, I remember. I don't remember. I think the event was so traumatic that my brain just blocked it out. But the one memory I do have, the few memories I do have, was my mother, like, she was always in a space. It was like a fog. And I always thought that, you know, that, man, she was kind of slow. Now that I'm an adult, I realize she was in a space. A place where she was one with the Father. Her flesh was subdued. Like my mom, she used to fast all the time. You know, she was such a meek and lowly person. She was always she was never confrontational. Like I don't have no memories of my mom being angry. None. Like not one. Like she got along with everybody. Like everybody liked her. You know, everybody liked her. And this is this is called the Omega Point. This is the place where you become what is called self-luminescence, for lack of a better term. It's a place where you become one with the Father. See, you are not in the universe. You are the universe. You're not in God. You are God. Now, that's you, I know that's... I know it's hard, but it says it in Psalms 82:6. That's why I'm saying it. It also says it in the New Testament. Do you not know that ye are gods? What does that mean, though? And ultimately, what does that mean? It means that you are not a person. That is why that word is not in the Bible. You're not a person. You're not an individual. Those are lies. You're not a human. But we are taught that. We think that we are an individual, we think we're separate from the universe. That's how the devil take our power. See, you are the universe that is becoming conscious of itself. Let me say that again. Oh, man, I don't, Father, they didn't get it. You are God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now, if you look at, this is the physics of it. This is called the Omega Point. This is called Gagu. This is called the God Almighty Grand Unification Theory. This is the unifying revelation. This is the unifying, evaluation. Yeah, this is the unified evaluation of what is called the torus, what is called the tachyon, what is called scalar energy. What does that mean in English? That just simply means that there is a process of creating and loving. Creating and loving does something to the universe. Oh, man, I'm getting excited. Let me drink some water. I'm getting excited. Father, help the people. This is why I got 50 books. Oh, man. This is what my mama taught me. This is what my mother modeled. My mother could sew anything from what you just look at it. People used to bring pictures, and she would sew it. My mother could play instruments. She could play the piano from freaking by ear. She couldn't read music, but she could play any instrument, anything. She could sew anything. She could cook anything. She could play anything. My mother could create from love, period. That is how you pierce the veil. We got to stop this egotistical diatribe, man. We got to get out of this self-promotion of this flesh. We got to stop promoting ego, and we got to start creating from a place of love. That's how you transcend the veil. That is how you get out of the flesh. That's also how you get in trouble. Why? Because when you honestly love people, you love people. And you get into trouble like me and Dr. Span get into trouble all the time. Me and Dr. Span, we're always in trouble because we always helping people, man. We just like helping people. We just like helping people. When you see someone in need and you are in a position to assist, and you know you could assist, it is difficult to turn your back if you got a relationship with God on another person. It is easy to get out of the ego when you create from a place of love. I've been on both sides of the fence. I'm the most blessed man on the planet because I've been to hell already. I've seen the devil already. I know how he works, man. He don't play fair. He will destroy your life the same way he tried to destroy mine. I've hurt a lot of people in my life. I'm not proud of it, but I thank God for it, because that allows me to create from a space of love. There's a lot of people that don't understand these shows. They don't understand my zeal. They don't understand my disdain for tradition. I can't do it, man. I can't do tradition because I've experienced love, true love from the Father, that says, Son, create for me so my people can know me. When you create, I don't care if you make a dress. When I look at some of the meals that Sister Ellen makes, and I can see a salad that looks like a bowl of Skittles, I can feel the love emanating from that bowl of salad. I know that Sister Ellen created that salad from a place of love. There is no evil in that. There is no desire to harm your children with some genetically modified organism. She creates from a place of love. If you want to radiate eternity, if you want to establish the kingdom of God on earth, if you want to get out of your flesh, a lot of people, they don't understand what I say. A lot of people don't understand my desire and my biology and my love of science and my disdain for the church and traditional religion. Because the reason that my mother's not here is because of tradition. Now, it was her fault. Let's not get it twisted. She was a grown woman. My mother died at 41, 42, 43, somewhere in there. She died way before time. My children don't have that relationship. I was robbed of my relationship with my mother. My children was robbed of a relationship with their grandmother because of this flesh. You got to pierce this flesh, man. You got to transcend this reality. You got to get past this veil. You got to stop operating in your ego. You got to vibrate on a level that allows you to create from a place of love. Love is patience. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love does not seek its own. Create a product. Create a service. Create information that benefits other people more than it benefits you. Sure, you're going to make a lot of money. Let's make dresses. Let's make purses. Let's make movies. Excuse me. Let's make food. Let's write books. Let's create a dry cleaners. Let's create a business. Let's create a culture. Let's create a city. Let's create houses and cars from a space of love, joy, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Let's do unto others the way that we want them to do unto us. And brothers and sisters, if we do that, we are God's vessels on this earth. And I would dare to say that we are God We are individual expressions of God on earth. God is in you. He's operating as you, and he's manifesting himself through you. Get out of your flesh and get into your God. You're not of the human kind. You are of the God kind. Brothers and sisters, operate in the highest possible good. Brothers and sisters, I thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. Sorry about, I'm not sorry. Yeah, it is, it is what it is. I'm very passionate, very emotional about who I am and what I do, and what God has done for me. When God has brought you from a place where he brought me from, if God had done for you what he's done for me, you would be just as excited and just as motivated as I am. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. We are all one in the spirit. We are all one in the Lord. We are one on the same vibration. Whether you hate religion, love religion, we are all one. As long as this energy field that is being created by all living beings on this planet is being created, as long as we are creating from a space of love, that is going to surround and protect us, and that is going to penetrate everyone else. And we are able to destroy all of the frequencies as long as we maintain our frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. That is how you transcend this flesh, your own flesh, and that is how you transcend all of the evil that's out here in this world. That's how you protect yourself by being one with the Father. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Royal dream. Royal dream. Royal dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, I had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and jive. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buff like highs and fly to true ambition. To the numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Your ground, royal dream,
royal dream,
they travel.